Aaron Rodgers is not ready to go. He's out for the game.
It's going to be the key for Dietrich Smith.
We're going to test Dietrich, I think, tomorrow. So we're not very big on testing on game day. I think it's you don't get an accurate read. So he's not ready as of today, so we'll see where he is.
It's the ankle that's now the issue.
Correct.
You feel good about the plan of attack there if he can't play?
Yes, we've been able to practice the last 2 days, so I feel we're ready to go.
Like, what kind of week do you think Matt had in practice now that he finally had a full week as the starter?
I thought Matt had a good day today. I missed some things yesterday. You get through the installs. Wednesdays is normal day, down and distance, third down. Then the heavy install of red zone yesterday, and the ability to go out today and review those things and have a move the ball segment. I thought he was sharp today.
You were inside all week?
We were outside today. We went outside today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, team periods. We're on Nisky Field now, so obviously we have limited space over there.
And that's heated underneath there?
Correct. 40 yards, good? 50 yards. Huh?
Is the 40 good?
Yeah, it's really good. It's best field in Wisconsin. No disrespect to Lambeau. No, the field's in incredible shape.
Because you don't use it as much, right?
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, using training camp and then have a chance to get it back in the fall, and then, you don't have a whole lot of snow out there, so it's in great shape. But you only have 50, I think it's 50 yards we have that's heated. So you can only do team drills out there. It's the same we've done the last couple years.
Mike, you mentioned this week that you guys actually opened the new facilities over here. Just what was your first impressions of that? What do you think of?
Well, being part of the process and just, it's excellent. It's first class, just like you'd imagine. The functionality of it is we definitely hit the mark there. The ability to keep it close to the locker room, because you always worry about changing schedules, changing the flow of your operation, especially at any point in the season. And that's why we waited till after Thanksgiving, because you preferably like to do it on a bye week. Preferably you like to do it at the beginning of the year. So I thought the organization did an incredible job of making that process seamless. The cafeteria and in the weight room and the player, the player's new area. We have a resource center. It's very well done. Can't say enough good things about it.
Mike, how has Aaron kind of handled the waiting game of waiting to find out if he's going to be able to go?
Well, I mean, Aaron's frustrated. I mean, we're in meetings all day together. So I mean, there's a conversation each and every day. He's like every other player that's fighting to get back on the field. He has a rehab program, and how he feels going through it is obviously expressed every day. So, but I mean, he's frustrated.
Mike, figure out the pulse of the locker room. Do you think your guys got their hopes up that Aaron would be able to go this week, or do you think they will probably do this week?
Couldn't tell you that. Those conversations are probably more player to player, but. We game planned just like we had the last 4 or 5 weeks. So we don't just really sit around and hope on things. I mean, everybody has a pretty good understanding that if you're going to be active or if you're competing to be active, that's something that we've always done with our players earlier in the week, because I think it's important for a player to understand where he is as far as part of the 53 to 46 or even, one of the practice squad guys that have a chance to maybe get up by the end of the week.
You said at the beginning of the week that it was three things to it: strength, the range of motion, and the evidence that you see on the scan. Two out of the three you had so far. Which one is it that's not there yet?
That's really a question you got to ask Aaron.
Moore,
what are your thoughts on health and safety, William Moore? Seems like a playmaking kind of guy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they got a lot of good players. I mean, their safeties are definitely important to their scheme. If you study them on film, particularly their blitz packages and, in a lineup and play two coverages. So his ability to come down in the box and make plays, cover tight ends, even handle a third receiver, or a receiver in the third slot. So he's He's a good football player, and I think, you know, when Mike Nolan asked of those guys, the communication and particularly other safeties has to be excellent.
Mike, Aaron was saying that in 05, his first year, when things were going really bad before he got here, that he could feel on the sidelines sometimes this here we go again kind of feeling. And it doesn't seem like you guys during this tough stretch have had that at all. Why do you think that is? What is that the way you and your coaches have handled that? Is that the guys that you have in your locker room? What do you think has allowed you guys not to let this kind of, I mean, it's things to lose, but that it hasn't really kind of permeated your outlook?
Well, expectation, the people involved, you know, as far as the whole football operation, you know, we expect to win each and every week. We're realistic on why, you know, why we're in this predicament, and really the focus and the energy has been. I'm very pleased, and I'm not trying to get too high here, but I'm very, very pleased with this week of preparation. That this, for as poorly as we played on Thanksgiving Day, that this break has been very good for our football team. I knew it would be physically, but I think it's definitely been mentally. So we've definitely been recharged, but more importantly, we got to show up, and we need to express that on Sunday, and that's what we're set out to do. I'm sorry?
Cobb said on TV that he hasn't cleared a run yet. Have you gotten any sort of encouraging signs? Because I think there was some hope when you first IR'd him with the designation of return that he might even practice this week. Where's your concern?
Yeah, I got to see Randall a little bit, some of his workout today. So, you know, it's really, it's, obviously he's not ready this week. And Tuesday will be a big day to see, you know, because that's kind of the week we've always looked at. For his availability, so we'll see how that sorts out on Tuesday.